too early for being that loud? Hey, it's too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Tuesday, October the 9th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. Got a lot to do today. Tony Morrell is going to join us at 8:05 this morning. We'll talk a little Gamecocks, reviewing their win against Missouri, previewing their upcoming game against Texas A&M. We're going to talk a little bit about the Major League Baseball scene yesterday. Red Sox put it all over the Yankees last night, 16-1. Severiano gets out late to his warm-ups 8 minutes before the game starts. And Yankees get pounded by the Red Sox, 16-1. Red Sox take a 2-1 lead. Sabathia tries to stave off elimination for the Yankees tonight. All the other series are done. Yesterday, Dodgers beat the Braves 6-2. Manny Machado, big home run in that one. The Braves had two strikes on a bunch of Dodger hitters, and Dodgers scored a bunch of two-strike runs. They win that series 3-1. Houston sweeps Cleveland. They win yesterday 11-3. So Brewers and Dodgers in the NLCS. Houston gets the winner of the Red Sox and Yankees series in the ALCS. Again, Boston up 2-1 there. Monday Night Football last night. Not only did New Orleans beat Washington 43-19, Drew Brees became the all-time leading passer in NFL history, surpassing Peyton Manning. Over 70,000 yards in passing. That's crazy to think about. So nice win for New Orleans last night. We have Lynn J. Dixon. Lynn J. Dixon is the ACC Rookie of the Week this week. We have, there's talk, Dick Vitale tweeted out yesterday that today's going to be an explosive day in the NCAA basketball corruption trial. So we'll keep an eye on that one. I don't know what it could be. We can talk about that a little bit. Today I want to talk about South Carolina and their quarterbacks. We'll get Tony Morrell's thoughts about that. Now do you have a little quarterback competition? We don't call them controversies anymore. We call them competition. Talk some FPI today. I want to talk about Clemson's future schedules today. We'll talk a little bit about that coming up. We can talk about some lines. A&M and South Carolina line finally came out. A&M favored by 2.5 in Columbia this week. And it gave some TV games pretty early in the process. Clemson, NC State, 3:30 coming up in a couple of weeks. Everybody's hoping for a night game. From inside information, it was down to 12 and 3:30. At least we got the good end of that stick. No word yet on game day. Maybe coming to town from ESPN as well. The producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the oil that stirs the pot, Mr. Orr 24 in the Twitter world, but number one in your heart, Mr. Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Mickey.
Oh, no.
How are you?
I'm surprisingly, remarkably well.
Well, good, man. I'm glad. One of us needs to be this morning.
Yeah, you're down in the dumps over there.
I didn't want to come in today.
Really?
I was going to fake an illness.
Really?
Have a stomach cramp or a throat, a little sore throat this morning, something.
Oh, man.
Then have to answer for that 16-1 drubbing last night on national television.
I don't mind it, man. You know what? It's one game. It's like losing 2-1. They're up 2-1 in the series now. So you go with Sabathia.
Yeah, but it feels different. You lose by 15 at home in the playoffs.
I got to bed early last night.
It's just a little different.
Yeah, once it was 7-1 or 10-1, I was like, you know, I can go to bed now. It's good.
I'm getting chirped from all corners of the internet last night. I'm getting personal texts last night. I didn't need that.
Gremlin got on you.
Listen, I can take, like, Roy Philpott getting on me about it. Because he's a baseball fan and knows the game. But
he's not a Red Sox fan.
Well, neither is Kelly. Huh. You know? And she doesn't care about baseball. She's just there to push my buttons. And that she did last night. So that was wonderful.
I got a tweet, a chirping tweet. And it was from a fan, a guy who says, I don't know who he is. He said, hey, just checking to see the score tonight. Asking for a friend.
Mm. That's a good one.
So if you want to be that guy, I never heard that one before. You want to be that guy, that's fine.
That's a good one, man. You got us.
Hey, man, look, 2-1. That's what I look at. Same thing as losing 2-1. You got to look at it.
Need one tonight.
Need to send it back. Let's send it back.
Yeah.
See what that works out for.
It was tough to watch last night, but we'll move on, I guess. How was your day yesterday outside of that?
I did a lot of stuff around the house yesterday, but I didn't do a whole lot else. Yeah. Fixed a lot of stuff.
What'd you get your hands dirty on yesterday?
You know, a little this, a little that.
There it is. It's a lovely saying.
It is, man. Tried to take the dog on a really long walk last night. Got hit by a storm. But besides that, you know, watch the baseball. Wasn't bad. Watch a little Monday Night Football. Not a lot, but it wasn't bad. It was a decent day yesterday.
Drew Brees setting the all-time passing record last night. Most passing yards in NFL history.
I mean, I guess I shouldn't be surprised by that. But does Drew Brees belong in there with the rest of those great ones? I mean, I guess he does, right?
I mean, he's got a Super Bowl.
One.
And he's got now records. He's going to break the touchdown record later this season, isn't he?
Yeah. I just didn't think that Drew Brees would be the all-time leading, you know. I don't know. You just think about it. He's not one of the top 10 quarterbacks in NFL history, is he?
Yeah.
He is?
Isn't he?
Hmm?
He got the records there, doesn't he? Do we just forget about him because he's played in smaller market teams?
Let me see here for a second. NFL all-time passing leaders. Let's see what this looks like. I don't think he's one of the 10 best quarterbacks of all time.
The guy's the all-time leader in...
He is.
In passing yards. He's about to have the touchdown record as well.
Okay. Let me ask you this.
He's got a Super Bowl.
Let me ask you. Let's go to the top 10.
Is it because he's short?
No. Let's ask it to you this way. Is he better than Tom Brady?
No.
Is he better than Peyton Manning?
Yes, after last night, isn't
he? No. See, he's better than Tom Brady after last night. He's got 5,000 more yards than Tom Brady.
He just has a stupid amount of Super Bowl rings.
Okay. So you say he's better than Peyton Manning?
No, he's not better than Peyton.
Okay, so Peyton Manning's 2.
He's not better than Joe.
Joe Montana. Who didn't have very many passing yards in his career. I want to tell you right now, he's not better than John Elway. John Elway is the physically most talented quarterback in the history of the NFL. There's never been a better quarterback, better the strongest arm and as good an athlete as you'll see at quarterback. I think Elway's the most talented quarterback ever.
Okay.
So I'm going to put Elway ahead of him.
He's the top 10 quarterback. And as you're looking at this list, I think you're starting to realize this.
Brett Favre?
Sure, Brett Favre's in there.
Okay. That's 5.
We're at 5. Good.
That's 5. I'm going to give you, I'm going down the passing list right now. I'm going to give you Eli. He's better than Eli.
Yeah, he is.
Roethlisberger?
He's better than Ben.
I'll give you that. Rivers? I'll give you that. Warren Moon? I'll give you that. Fran Tarkenton? I'll give you that. Carson Palmer?
He's the top 10 quarterback.
Hold on. Testaverde, Bledsoe, Matt Ryan, Dan Fouts, Kerry Collins, Joe Montana, you already said him. Johnny Unitas?
He's a top 10 quarterback.
Okay. Unitas came in a different era.
Mm-hmm.
I think Unitas is better than Drew Brees.
All those things could be true, okay, but you're still better. He's a top 10 quarterback.
No, hold on. I'm going to give you 10 guys that are better.
Oh, you're going to go down.
Can we agree that Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback than Drew Brees?
Can we agree to it?
Yeah.
Sure.
A 7.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting down now. I put him in that Jim Kelly category. Steve Young, Troy Aikman. 7. Let's get, you know, top 10.
Why are you hesitant to put him in the top 10?
Well, I just don't think, I'm not sure he's top 10. Why? He's not top five.
Why are you hesitant to put him among the elites?
Huh?
Why are you hesitant to put him among the elites? The guy has the numbers to back it up.
Yeah.
He has the numbers to back it up.
That's a lot of longevity as a part of that, though.
Absolutely. And is that a bad thing? Is it his fault that he stayed healthy for most of his career?
No. I think he's a Hall of Famer.
I didn't know you hated Drew Brees like this.
Otto Graham?
No.
Terry Bradshaw?
No.
Got a bunch of rings. Dan Marino? Marino's better.
No.
Dan Marino's a better quarterback than Drew Brees. Dan Marino, you can't throw rings out there. Marino plays for terrible teams. Marino had no defense whatsoever. Dan Marino's a much better quarterback than Drew Brees.
No.
Yes.
Check the rings. Check the stats. Check the overall win records. Don't come at me with Dan Marino.
No. Dan Marino's a better quarterback than Drew Brees. Mm-mm. I'll tell you that much. Mm-mm. Oh, yeah. I'll get that's eight.
No, it's seven.
No, Dan Marino's a better quarterback, I can tell you that.
Drew Brees is a top 10 quarterback, and if we're being honest here, we can make a top 5 case if we really had to.
No.
A pretty strong one.
No.
A pretty
strong one. Let me look at this article right here. This is from Touchdown, USA Today. Top quarterback ever is Tom Brady. Number 2, Joe Montana. We right so far? This is just USA Today.
Just keep reading.
Number 3, Peyton Manning. We okay so far? I'm okay with it so far. Number 4, Johnny Unitas. I'm okay so far.
Mm-mm.
Number 5, Aaron Rodgers. I'm okay so far. Number 6, Brett Favre. I'm okay so far with that. Number 7, Dan Marino. I'm okay so far with that. Number 8, Steve Young. I'm all right with it so far.
Come on, man.
Number 9,
Drew Brees is a better quarterback
John
than
Elway.
Steve Young.
I'm okay so far. And number 10, Otto Graham. I'm okay so far with it.
All right. You win on that one.
Drew Brees number 11 in this list.
It's a wrong list, though.
USA Today.
Yeah, he's the all-time leader in passing yards. He's got to have the touchdown record.
He's got
a Super Bowl ring.
Does it matter era, and does it matter offense?
If it matters era, then get Otto and then Unitas off that list.
Yeah, well.
I can turn around and hand the ball off.
Different time, different place. He's a good player, man. He's a really good player. He's not top 5. Tell you that. Top 10. He's borderline top 10. How about that?
He is a top 10 player.
Borderline.
There's no doubt in my
mind. Dan Marino's a better quarterback than Drew Brees.
No.
Oh, yeah. I saw them both play. I'm telling you, Marino's a better player. Anyway, I missed Tiger calls last night.
Did you?
What did I miss?
Last night was full. Well, obviously, we're going into the bye week. So, last night was full of, Coach, you're the best. Thank you so much for this win this weekend. You know, what a dominating win. Great job, guys. We love you. Adam Choice, just know we love him, too. He's doing a great job out there. And Lin J's doing a great job. And individual players. And Hunter Renfrow. And da-da-da-da-da. It was the same stuff.
I'm interested. Does anybody ask any good questions?
Maybe one a season.
I can listen to everything. Wait, listen to one good question.
No, they're just not.
Don asks a good question every once in a while or something. Huh?
Well, yeah. Well, Don's different. Don helps him out and kind of sets him up, tease him off at the beginning of the show there.
Yeah.
But the listeners are just very excited to talk to Coach Sweeney, and that's fine. I get it.
But you didn't learn anything last night.
The occasional hooligan that calls in.
Yeah.
The guy that I started reading the calls at the beginning, and he tells me, "Hey, such and such from such and such, and I want to congratulate Coach on the win this weekend." I go, "Hey, sounds like a worthwhile call. Put him on hold."
Yep.
And then he gets on there, does the whole congratulations, and then immediately jumps into some rumor or nonsense, and we had to cut him off, and it's embarrassing for everybody.
What was it about?
I can tell you off air.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. He got his number, though, so that's good.
Oh, yeah. He's since been removed from the eligible callers list.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
All right. So you can watch Yankees tonight. Looking forward to that. What's on tap for segment 2?
I actually want to talk about Dabo, if that's okay.
Okay.
I kind of want to take a...
It's a decade of Dabo, by the way. It's the 10th anniversary of Dabo Sweeney.
Dabo's decade of dominance?
Yes. Dabo's decade of dominance.
I want to take a look inside Mickey Plyler's brain back to 2008 because I'm but a freshman in high school at that point. So I'm curious as
you're
to
taking
what
the, a ninth grade civics class.
I did not take civics in ninth grade. I took that in 11th grade.
You remember what classes you took? What year?
Pretty much.
Oh.
I'm a little bit less removed from it than you probably are at this point.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Let's talk about it. Looking forward to it. So, my friends at Zero Res want to talk to you. ZeroResGreenville.com, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z, ZeroResGreenville.com, 558-7300, 558-7300. Here's the great news about it right now. In the month of October, $119. Get you three rooms. You mention my name, I'm going to give you a free hallway with it. That's pretty cool. Let them clean your carpets. You're going to love how clean they get, insanely clean they get. Zero Res does not use harsh chemicals, does not use harsh detergents. They only use powered water, which means it dries faster, stays cleaner longer, and no soil-attracting residue left behind. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean, and don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning specials. 558-7300, again, 558-7300. Segment two with Mr. Zach Orr right after this.
Hey, students. Caitlin here with Tiger Properties to share with you the latest off-campus housing development for fall 2018. Located just 1 mile from campus, TTV is evolving with brand new luxury farmhouse cottages in phase two of Tigertown Village. These charming two-bedroom, two-and-a-half bathroom cottages will feature spacious open floor plans and rustic farmhouse finishes. Each kitchen has high-end finishes like granite countertops and custom cabinetry. Call Tiger Properties today at 864-654-RENT and schedule a tour or visit ttvfarmhouse.com for more information.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake. Just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Have you noticed a construction next to Hendrick Honda Easley? That's because they're expanding. Thanks to their amazing family of clients, the demand for Hondas continues to increase. They have the make, model, and color you want. Always in stock and ready to test drive for our customers. The 2019 Hondas are arriving. Experience the world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easley. Check out their vast inventory at ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. That's ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
Did you know you can spray Lanex on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench, a trailer, van life, work truck, motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lanex it.
Call us today at Lanex of Anderson.
Want to make a difference in our community but don't know how? Now's your chance to make money while helping others at BioTest Plasma Center Clemson. That's right, extra money in your pocket. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first five donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Need a ride? BioTest is 5 minutes from campus and on the cat bus route. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at BioTestPlasma.com. BioTestPlasma.com.
Excel Truck Driver Training has your ticket to a better future. Excel offers certified Class A and Class B CDL courses taught by experienced instructors. Your first step to a fun and rewarding career. Flexible scheduling that includes days, nights, or weekends. Class A training is 160 hours. Class B training is 70 hours. Convenient location off I-85, Exit 39 in Piedmont. Call today for more information. Don't sell yourself short. Excel. Excel Truck Driver Training, 864-844-1961.
If your business IT provider doesn't help with your phones or your security or isn't available nights or weekends, that's, well, half-assed. TSA Choice will manage all your technology needs. Network communications, security, upgrades, repairs, training, all of it, and be on the job 24/7. Running a business is hard enough without IT support that's half-assed. TSA Choice. All your technology, all the time. TSAChoice.com.
Now that it's football season, tailgaters know that Christopher Trucks is your source for RV maintenance, service, and repairs. They have a state-of-the-art Hunter all-wheel alignment machine for your RV, and their factory-certified alignment specialists are experts in making sure your RV rides safely down the road. Fire up the grill, chill the drinks, and get your RV ready for tailgating with Christopher Trucks, 108 Harris Road, Piedmont, or call 269-2131 and ask for Brian or Jennifer.
The Mickey Flyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
What were you thinking?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. We'll talk to you folks about FCH and Halt over off of, and they opened their second location in Anderson 2016 off Clemson Boulevard. You're going to love these folks over here. Halt stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyota. Let me give you what some folks are saying about it. This is a customer review right now. Fantastic service. Greg and Mark did whatever it took to get the bottom line issue and check the engine all over for other issues. They received a call from the owner. Thoroughly impressed with the entire experience. Highly recommended. Another one says, I've been using First Class Halt since Mark opened his first location in Greenville. Now I use the Anderson location to get excellent service from Greg and Chris. They never try to sell me on service on a service that I don't need. Always give me a heads up with anything to expect with repairs down the road. They always have been honest. Every time I purchase a new vehicle from them, I choose between a Honda or Toyota, the brands that I know, and these people are as honest as can be. They only use OEM parts. They have 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty on all the First Class Halt's work as well. Free roadside assistance. They're looking for you to come by and see them. Go to firstclasshalt.com, H-A-L-T, firstclasshalt.com, and see these good folks. They have some really cool specials, tailgate specials, like the oil change, 12-point inspection. You get this really cool deal. Check out that. Check out their timing belt special. Right now you can save $100 on that. $10 off on a Mobil 1 oil change, $7 off on Mobil 1 Super oil change. Get $20 off all brake jobs right now. It's not only great cars, but great service as well. That's Halt and First Class Halt. Check them out online again at firstclasshalt.com. First Class, H-A-L-T, firstclasshalt.com. All right, segment two with Mr. Zach Orr.
Thank you, Mickey Poller. Yesterday, and the only reason we're going to talk about this morning is because the article was free. We're not going to read the article, of course. We're going to refer to you to Larry Williams and Tiger Illustrated and go to his Twitter and find it there. Wrote a fantastic article that he made available to the public detailing A Decade of Dabo, I believe is the title. And in it, he kind of runs through the hiring process for Dabo Sweeney and what it was like in the fall of 2008 after Tommy had stepped away from the program and stepped away from the team after falling to Wake Forest on a Thursday night up there in Winston-Salem. He has a couple of fantastic quotes throughout it, and it's a really well-done article. And I wanted to ask you, Mickey, what was it like from an outside perspective, from a fan's perspective, and from a radio show host perspective, when you're making a change at head coach? Of course, and as a friend reminded me here, I'm starting my sophomore year, not my freshman, sophomore year. I was a freshman in the spring of 08, fall of 08, I would have been a sophomore. So I was in New Jersey still. I had no idea what was going on. I knew they were changing head coaches, but I wasn't here to have my finger on the pulse. What was it like around the area as news starts to trickle out that Tommy might be stepping down and stepping away, and they're going to put Dabo in as the interim head coach?
Well, let me say this. At the time, interim head coaches weren't all that popular and still aren't in some cases. Mm-hmm. I made the argument that if you know you're going to make a change at the end of the year, which Terry Dunn knew he was going to do then.
Hadn't Bowden just signed an extension?
Fairly close around there, you know, maybe. But if you knew that and I don't remember the exact details of that, but if you knew you're going to make a change at the end of the year, and if you thought you had somebody on your staff that could earn the job,
sure,
I think interim's the way to go. If you don't identify somebody on your staff that you think that might be able to win the job, then don't do that. I think Tommy Bowden did a great job here. Tommy Bowden took over a 3-8 program that went 7-5, 7-5, 3-8 the last 3 years before him. I won 17 games in 3 years. And he goes 6-6 against a very difficult schedule in his first season. And then 9-3. And so it was all set for him. Tommy had some good teams. He went 9-4 a year in there, won 8 games several times, 75-76, 9-4, 6-5, 8-4, 8-5. He had some good teams in there. Beat South Carolina a bunch. Won 9 games the year before they fired him and finished in the top 20 or 21. There was some success there. But never won 10 games and never won the division. And what Dabo has been able to do since is escalate and build upon what Tommy did. And I thought one of the quotes I saw in one of his articles was that Billy D said that Dabo lets you into his heart where Tommy just kept you at skin touch level. You know, like he didn't let you all the way in. And that was one of my major criticisms.
Dabo was able to reach down and touch your soul where Tommy was only able to touch the skin.
Right. Tommy always kept everybody a little bit at bay, a little bit at arm's length. And this is what kind of person he was. But he was good for the program. But he had taken the program about as far as he could. And they weren't winning the division, and they weren't winning 10 games. And you didn't know what you were going to get with Dabo. Dabo, I knew who Dabo was. I didn't meet him. When he was recruiting Jacksonville, and I had a recruiting service back in those days. He was at University of Alabama then. He recruited the Jacksonville area and did a really good job over there and was signing a bunch of kids over in Jacksonville. And so I knew who he was during those days. Travis Ryer and those guys, pointed him out on those days. But I didn't know him very well until he was hired as an assistant coach here and called Danny Pierman, who was at Virginia Tech at the time, who I knew from his Clemson days.
What was his official title at Alabama?
He was a wide receiver coach at Alabama.
Wasn't that what he was doing here as well?
Yes.
But he was an assistant coach as well, or just the receivers coach?
He was receivers coach. There's a receivers coach here.
Okay.
But he was, I called Danny Pierman because I knew that Danny and his wife were friends with Dabo and his wife. And they coached together down there. And I said, man, tell me about the Sweeney guy. He's going to be our wide receiver coach. And this is when it was rumored we were hiring him as wide receiver coach. And he said, man, let me tell you something. He called him Dab because Dab is the most optimistic guy that I've ever been around. And he says he thinks he's going to sign every recruit. He thinks he's going to win every game. He says he's going to like his optimism. And as it turns out, it was true. It worked out great. I was talking to a friend this weekend who tells a story that Dabo tells a story that when Clemson took Willie Korn, and Bowden said, we're not recruiting Tim Tebow anymore because he said, I'd rather have a full Willie Korn than a half of Tim Tebow. Dabo still says, look, I would have gotten Tim Tebow. Like, I would have signed him. But you know what? Then Bowden would still be here and Dabo wouldn't be the head coach. It all worked out great. As far as that time goes, what really hurt Tommy, besides those first years, you know, not winning 10 games, not winning a division, was they came into that season and they were ranked ninth in the country, and Alabama beat the socks off of them 34-10. What really hurt that season was in the Maryland game, they were up 17-3 maybe and got beat 20-17 when they were ranked again. And then Wake Forest beat them 12-7. And the season just looked like, you know, it was nowhere near what it was going to be. He needed to win the division is what Terry Don Phillips said. And at that point in time, they figured out he wasn't going to win the division.
Well, of course, that's the season that you started off down in Alabama in Atlanta against Alabama.
Right.
What are you, number 9 in the country to come into the year?
Yeah.
And you lose to Maryland as well.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the Wake Forest loss. Things tumbled quickly.
It did. So I remember coming out on after that Thursday night game, and I just said, look, man, you got to make a change. You got to give Dabo his chance.
When was it announced?
It was announced on Monday. I get flack from people who I made the statement that without knowing anything that morning.
On Friday?
On Friday morning, saying, look, man, enough's enough. And by the way, Tommy Bowden was a friend of mine. I'd heard it because Tommy was very, very good to me. Tommy was very good to me. And it hurt, but I said, and I like Tommy, but I love Clemson. And in the end, you know, it's just time now. This thing's run its course. You got to give Dabo his chance. Later that day, I talked to a really good source, and this person told me that this thing could be going down. Not exactly sure yet. It could be going down. So I got pinned with the phrase that I just said, hey, you know, this weekend, things could get crazy you know, just stay by your computers this weekend because who knows what's going to happen. And it didn't happen on Saturday. It didn't happen on Sunday. So I got ripped for saying, stay by your computer, stay by your computer. And it happened on Monday. And in it, I remember going over to the introductory press conference for the interim deal. And that's when Dabo first used all in as one of his catchphrases. I remember that one of the Clemson assistants came up to me.
You're welcome, by the way, Dabo.
I'm not telling that before. But, one of the Clemson assistants, by the way, came up to me and said, thanks for screwing us over. And I said, well, what's that now? He goes, man, you know, this guy didn't have any. I said, man, if he gets the job, you'll be safe. He told you that day because he told all assistants, look, we win. I keep everybody here. And he said, no, you screwed us. He said, there's no way this guy gets his job. I said, I don't know that, man. I don't know that.
Who's the assistant?
I'll tell you off the air.
I'm assuming he's not here anymore.
No, he's not here anymore. No. No, he's not here anymore. Defensive coach. And a good guy. But that was the attitude about that. And there were several people that wouldn't speak to me about all that stuff. But anyway, that week was crazy. It was wild.
His article makes reference to IPTA members emailing in saying they're not renewing. Then, you know, we're not even trying anymore. I'm not going to support this, kind of stuff.
Yeah, you had that.
End of the world.
Yeah, you had that throughout. I remember the first day of practice that he made all the guys clean up their drink cups. That the story says that, you know, look, these managers are working hard, and if you ain't got enough respect for those guys to put them in the drink, you know, put their trash up. So that was one of the things. I remember, you know, he fired Rob Spence the very first day. Named Willie Corn starting quarterback. And Brandon May asked him in the locker room, but said, we're going to be a lot of changes here. This is the very first time I met with him. And he says, Coach, we still going to run that bubble screen? He said, no, not as much, Brandon, not as much as we've been running. Corn gets hurt in that very first game against Georgia Tech. It was crazy. That's the first time they did Tiger Walk. Was that first game? People were really behind him. And Clemson played, like, with their hair on fire, but they turned it over, made something, and he lost that first game to Georgia Tech. From there on, one of the biggest games, they went up to Boston College the next week, and they won that one 27-21. Lost bad down in Tallahassee. That felt weird. But then he beat Duke. He beat Virginia. And in the South Carolina game where they ran a trick play to Jacoby Ford and Spiller and Davis Hager games, and they blew South Carolina's doors off. And that's where he got the job after that. But it was just feeling like this guy had this energy about him. And this guy had this magnetic personality about him. The first time that I knew something about him here was Dr. Harder, Byron Harder, long time, a guy who's been the team doctor here since the 70s at the time. I was talking to him about him, and he says, man, this guy, there's just something about this Dabo Swinney guy. Like, I watch all these guys coach all these years, and like, this guy's got it. This guy's going to be a good head coach one day. And so kind of went with that a little bit. But, man, that was a strange time. Nobody in their right mind would think that the guy would be winning 40 games in 3 years and go 40-4, that far into it. But I figured he had a chance in it. Brent Venables was in it, ironically. Will Muschamp was in it, ironically.
Bud Foster.
Yep.
And there was a couple of
Gary Patterson.
Gary Patterson
was in it
as well.
Yeah. But he had, he had some things to clear out. The 2009 season, they went 9-5, won the Atlantic Division, lost in the ACC Championship game, won the Music City Bowl. They were still trying to figure themselves out. In 2010, they had some issues and lost that one. But since then, 2011, you know, won 10, 11, 11, 10, 14, 14, 12, and they're 6-0 this year. They won 107 games. And I thought the guy could be good. There's no way that anybody could have foreseen 3 Orange Bowls, a Fiesta Bowl, a Sugar Bowl, 2 national championship appearances, 1 national championship. Nobody. Let me see here. 1, 2, 3, 4 ACC championships. You know, they got a chance to win the ACC championship, the first team to ever win 4 straight ACC championship games. Anyway, just no one could foresee that. But it was a perfect storm, and he's the perfect guy to take it over. But I want to leave you with this on that whole comment, on the whole segment. The turning point was in 2000. They're going through a bad season in 2010. Mm-hmm. And Dabo was able to sell his vision to Terry Don Phillips, to the Board of Trustees, to the president, to the players, to some coaches, to some, you know, and then going to get a Chad Morris, that was big. Getting a Brent Venables, that was, it was huge. But he was able to sell his vision. And his vision included indoor practice facility. They didn't have that at the time. You know, all that West End Zone stuff, how he wanted to do it. Really, this football building he has right now, all those were visions that he had. He had visions for his offense, what he wanted. Billy Napier is a good coach. Napier is a great coach with C.J. Spiller, not a very good coach once Spiller had gone there. So they made a change in the offense. But the vision of what he wanted and then the optimism to sell it, that was the whole key to me. He surrounded himself with great people and great coaches. The staff had every advantage in the world because the Board of Trustees, the new president, all these people came in and they were tired of not winning. I don't say losing, but they were tired of not winning. And they gave him very seldom has he been told no. I remember having a conversation with him pretty early, and maybe as an interim, maybe that first year. And I said, man, you need what I was talking to him about was I said, you need to put this indoor practice facility and all, you need to put that in the West End Zone parking lot over there in lot 5. And he goes, man, that was his vision. That's what he wanted. They were even talking about putting a Greyhound station over there, some bullcrap like that. I was like, what? I got in a fight with one of the city council guys. I was like, you know what kind of trash hangs out at bus station? You want that around Death Valley? The guy was an idiot for even thinking that. Anyway, I said, man, you need this, this, and this. He goes, man, look. He said, just do this. He goes, just be patient. I've already told him on some of this stuff. He goes, but I got to win a few games first before I start getting stuff. And you know what? He did. And then they gave him more stuff. And he did, and they gave him more stuff. And his budget got bigger, and he needed some. He talked about support staff. He talked to me about that with me very early on about support staff. He told me about Chad Morris before. I had no idea what Chad Morris was. He goes, but this is one of the guys, one of the two or three guys I'm looking at hiring, and this is what the offense I want it to look like. He showed me this book. He had this, like, 60-page book in this notebook of all aspects of his program, what his strength and conditioning, what he wanted in nutrition. He just had a vision for everything he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And he had the personality to sell it. You can have all the vision you want, but if you can't sell it, that doesn't do any good.
The craziest part of that article, or one of them at least, was him being told no over a $500,000 buyout to take Ellis Johnson away from mm-hmm. South Carolina.
Right.
Which is wild to me at this point in Dabo's career.
Yeah. Well, and Ellis and him were good friends from Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
They had coached together down there. And Ellis had already been a coach here at Clemson. Ellis grew up here in South Carolina and coached at Gaffney, coached at Clemson and South Carolina. I thought that was going to happen. And I think Ellis wanted to come, but they had that, you know, the contractual thing in there. That was kind of crazy. As it turned out, again, they did the right thing. They gave the guy a chance. All he needed was a chance. On top of that, though, I knew Clemson had all the potential in the world. I knew Dabo Swinney had all the potential in the world, but I didn't know it could happen like this. Just a perfect storm. And you got to give – he is the reason. There's no doubt about that. And he continues to be the reason. And there's so many things about his program now that even the biggest fans don't see, you know, that still make you guys just – you know, you're amazed. Just how – I'll tell you this, Zach. And I knew this one of the first times I ever met that guy. Very, very intelligent guy. And his style might not have worked 20 years ago, but because he cares about those kids the way he does, and because everything's very genuine. I was talking to a really good friend this weekend who knows Dabo and Kathleen very well. They're personal friends with him. Their son worked with him and things on these lines. And he said, you know, I made the statement, like, really, if you think about it, my wife was talking about a teacher that she used to work with. She's talking about this. Like, if you didn't know better, you go, there's no way someone can be that nice. Like, they can't be that genuine. Like, the cynic inside of us said people can't be that genuine or that nice. But you know what? They really are. They really, people can't care that much. But you know what? They really do. And they're the perfect couple for each other for that. And it was a perfect time at Clemson. And as a result, we're in the glory days, buddy.
The picture of Kathleen holding holding the son, Drew and Will are next to him.
Yeah,
you know,
Clay.
Clay is the son, yes.
Yeah.
You know, both of those guys are on the football team at this point. One's your holder.
Yeah. Well, never thought that had been the case, you know? Isn't that crazy?
It is truly, truly wild.
Yeah, crazy stuff. Good segment too, buddy. Enjoyed that.
That was all you, man. I just wanted to see where you were at that point.
It was an interesting time, no doubt. Hey, I wanted to mention this about Greg Wells and Kiwi Financial Group. There are 97 different ways an individual can bring their benefit from the Social Security benefits. Married couple, there's 388 ways. If you're divorced or a widow or have minor children, there's additional choices. I can't tell you anything about this. I just know that Greg Wells can. So if you live a good life and you worked all these years saving your pennies and now you're ready to retire, don't make a mistake. When you're reaching that finish line, call Kiwi Financial Group. Let them give you a comprehensive evaluation of your Social Security options. And you're on a mission to have a positive influence, or they're on a mission to have a positive influence in their clients' lives. You want to take the best you can. You want to maximize the Social Security and these 400 different kinds of ways to do it. Let Greg Wells and the Kiwi Financial Group advise you on that. 654-5043, 654-5043. Visit their website. They're off of Pendleton Road right there, right beside of Max Driving in Clemson, or visit their website, KiwiFG.com. A short break. We'll come back more after this.
Join me, William Quackenbush, and Donnell Clark this Friday night for the Tri-County Tech High School Football Game of the Week, presented by Granger Nissan. This week's game is Wahala at Daniel. Pre-game begins at 7 p.m. right here on 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Michael Thacker with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting in the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage, service, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Clemson Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear, featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno hammocks, Kavu rope bags, mountain khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
Running a business takes a lot of work. Sometimes you need help to get to the next level. When you partner with Northland Business, you'll get our local team committed to providing the customer service solutions you need to get there. With fast, affordable internet, scalable fiber optic solutions, and around-the-clock network monitoring, you can trust Northland Business to help your business grow. Just visit northlandbusiness.com to learn more today. Not available in all areas. Additional restrictions and conditions apply. See northlandbusiness.com/offers for full details.
I'm Eddie Bennett. We're blessed with a strong economy. The upstate is growing with companies expanding, relocating, and adding employees. If you're turning dirt on a new project or an expansion, chances are you need equipment to help get the job done. With locations in Greenville and Spartanburg, as well as our newest location in Seneca, Bennett Equipment and Supply is your Takeuchi source. And we rent and sell all sorts of tools to get the job done. Remember, when you need to rent it from Bennett.
Be the hottest tiger at your tailgate party when you go buy Urban Nirvana. The best stylists, the best products make you look your best with ease. And guys, with all your honey bunny does, kids, school, work, why not surprise her with an Urban Nirvana gift certificate? It's so simple. Log on to urbannirvana.com, make your purchase, and print your gift certificate from your computer. So easy and so worth it. Look and feel like a tiger with Urban Nirvana. At MacBee Station and the shops at Green Ridge. Online at urbannirvana.com.
Cars cost less than travelers rest at George Coleman Ford. The President's Award-winning George Coleman Ford team is offering a 2018 Ford Escape S for just $19,999. And with that, you'll never pay any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. Cars do cost less than travelers rest. Ford President's Award-winning and four generations doing business right. George Coleman Ford.
Plus tax and tag includes $3,750 in rebates.
Hey, homebuyers, you're about to make the biggest purchase of your life. It's a stressful, high-pressure situation. You need a lawyer you trust to make sure your deal closes without a hitch. Holiday Law Firm is your go-to closing attorney in the upstate. Hayes Holiday and Trey Ingram have helped hundreds of homeowners close on their dream home, and they want to be your closing attorney. Call Hayes and Trey today to help you with your purchase. You'll be glad you did. Visit holidaylawfirm.com for more information.
The best way to kick off the day. The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Now, who's with me?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. Oh, what you gonna do?
Welcome back, Tiger Sports Shop. You know, Zach, it's kind of weird. Today's Tuesday. Oh, my new hat I bought last week is averaging 63 points a game.
Whew.
I wore it to the game.
Whew.
Averaging 63.
I thought it was averaging 63 on the golf course.
Oh, man, that'd be good, right? I'd wear it every time, you know what? Just wear just that out there. Just naked, just playing golf and just shooting 63. No, it's averaging 63 points a game. So that's good. What's crazy is it's already Tuesday this week, and I hadn't been yet. But we will. We have guests coming in town this weekend, and I tell you this, we'll go by Tiger Sports Shop. One of Meredith's best friends coming, and whenever she comes to town, we always go by Tiger Sports Shop. It's like a staple, and she always buys something. Matter of fact, for her birthday, we gave her a Tiger Sports Shop gift card. So I do that. I actually used part of my gift card from Christmas of last year on it. Told you I'm still saving it for the big jacket. We'll do that too. But Tiger Sports Shop, two locations, the one downtown Clemson College Avenue, Tiger Boulevard. Go to both. You're Tiger Boulevard guy.
Absolutely.
I go to both. Whatever, you know, you never know, man. You might just see one thing catches your eye somehow. Same stuff. But good stuff there. We're good friends at Tiger Sports Shop. Check them out online, tigersports.com. Chad in Columbia checking in with us very early this morning. What's got you up so early, buddy?
I got an early case at GHS. But, Mick, I just want to tell Zach something. Zach, you know, in 2008, there wasn't, you know, Mickey probably had one of the most read articles in his blog with TigerNet. And he was the first person to publicly in writing say that he thought, you know, Clemson should make a change. And so if you just think about Mickey now, I mean, for Mickey to go out on a limb like that, he could have been risking his career, right? Because, you know, what if Terry Dyan doesn't make a change and then, you know, we beat Georgia Tech and then, you know, he ends up, kind of turning around, meeting Tommy Bowden. Mick would have been burnt, you know, all his sources and all his, you know, so when Mickey put, and I always remember him my whole life, I really like Tommy Bowden. He's a great person, but I love Clemson. I mean, dude got so much respect for me for a lifetime. Because that's just literally the most incredible sentence Mickey could ever write is, I like so-and-so, but I love Clemson. So I'll always remember that. But it was Mick, you know when I was sold on Dabo the first time was obviously he crushed it at that interim press conference. When he talked about, you know, he didn't have a great hand, but it's like pocket eights, and he's going all in. Because that was, you know, when poker was big. But, Mick, you know, an email got leaked where he wrote a letter to the student body, and rather than signing an interim head coach, he signed it head coach. And so I just knew the guy got it, man. And, you know, he gets off the bus and he kisses the rock before he runs it down the first time. And dude had tears in my eyes. But anyways, Mick, in Columbia, I wanted to ask you this. Is there a quarterback controversy? And, you know, when you start to look at what McElwain's done at Cal – 420-something yards of total offense this weekend. Was it a Daddy Bentley thing the whole time? You know, kind of keeping Skarnecki on the, you know, back burner? Because, Mickey, I mean, I'm looking at him and I'm seeing similar arm strength, if not better arm strength, with Skarnecki. He clearly looks more poised. And so my question to you is it just a poor evaluation or is it the fact that it's his son or what? And so then last thing for you, Mick. Heard a stat yesterday, had to share it. If Dabo loses the next 48 games at Clemson, him and Will Muschamp have the same winning percentage as a head coach at Ohio State.
Ouch. I didn't know that. You see, Dabo has a better winning percentage now than Bear Bryant.
Is that right?
Yeah. More wins than like Pat Leahy or Newt Rotten or something like that, and now he has a better winning percentage than Bear Bryant.
Just keep winning.
I'm going to go over something later. Put up on my computer now to make sure we do this. Of Clemson's future schedules. And when's the next time in a regular season game Clemson will be underdogs in a game? We'll get to that in a second. As far as the quarterback controversy in Columbia, I got to tell you, man, I watched a replay yesterday. Skarnecki looked good. He looked really, really good. I'll ask Tony Morrell at 8:05. But I don't know if Bentley looked any better at any point in time in his career than what Skarnecki looked in his very first start. On the upside of it, I don't know where you go, you know, because Skarnecki's a senior. How did he go this long without playing anything? I don't know, man. Look pretty doggone good to me. We'll see. We'll see what comes out of this weekend. See, here's where you're stuck a little bit now, South Carolina. If you start Bentley this week and you lose to A&M, you got an open date coming up, and then Tennessee, then where do you go? You know? If you start Skarnecki this week and you lose, then you can always go back to Bentley, can't you? I don't know, man. Can you go back to Bentley then if you start him two straight games? Would Bentley have beaten Missouri? Missouri's so stinking bad, just keeps screwing things up. Bentley might have done that. He didn't look any worse than Bentley, though, did he? I don't know, man. Where do you go? Where do you go from here? I think you've got a very interesting decision to make. I think the fan base wants Skarnecki, don't they?
Do they?
I think they do. I think they've like seen enough of Jake Bentley's stuff. And Skarnecki is 1-0 and looked pretty doggone good. 3 touchdowns, no picks. Bentley throws picks all the time in big games.
Bentley went 18-28 for 187 and a touchdown against Missouri last year. Skarnecki went 20-35 for 249 and 3 scores.
3 scores, no picks. Didn't turn it over. And all the rain and all that didn't turn it over. So, I don't know, man. It looked just as good to me. That's going to be very, very interesting to see.
Who would you rather come to Clemson?
I've seen Bentley stuff. I don't think Clemson fans are scared of Jake Bentley right now.
No.
I don't think they'd be scared of Skarnecki either.
I mean,
neither one of those guys going to be Clemson. Tell you that. On that Dabo Sweeney stuff, I'll tell you another moment. Somebody texted in about this. Zach, the very first game, Dawson Zimmerman, a really good kid and a punter, and he punted, and after the punt was over, you know, the play was over, he's just like jogs to the field. And David makes him run back out of the hash and sprint back to the sideline. It's little stuff like that. His opening press conference, I forgot about the letter they wrote to student body. Just little things that he did in a very busy week to put this thing together, say, hey, man, you know what, this guy kind of gets it. Like, plus, he's one of us. And it felt new. And it felt like there's some passion back in this thing. It wasn't stale. You know, where the Bowden kind of thing kind of felt like, yeah, it's the same thing. You're going to do this, beat South Carolina, win 7 or 8 games, not win the division. It kind of felt like stale. With Dabo, it felt like young and fresh and exciting and genuine.
Was there a feeling of panic after the first game?
No, because they played really well. They had a – Corn got hurt on a weird play. They tried some trick plays in there that was exciting. And Georgia Tech was very good at the time. Let's not forget this. We'll leave you with this in this segment. During those years, even in the late Bowden years, they were losing. In an 08 season, you lost to Maryland. The year before, you know, Georgia Tech had your number at the time. They lost to Boston College. I think the biggest Bowden loss was to Boston College when they had a chance to win the division in 2007 and didn't do it. The year before, in 2006, you lost to Boston College again up there. You lost to Virginia Tech. You lost to Maryland. In 2005, your losses were to Miami, to Boston College. I mean, Boston College beat you 3 years in a row there, obviously. Georgia Tech again. There were times in there where Maryland and Maryland and NC State just beat the snot out of you. Duke beat you once or twice. Wake Forest beat you like 3 times. And now the thought of – now, Wake's not as good as they were then. That was Riley Skinner and Jim Grobe. They had it going. NC State, about the same maybe. Maryland's not as good as they were. That was Ralph Friggin, had a couple of really good teams in there. But the point is, like, teams that you wouldn't think about losing to now. It was a house of horrors at Wake Forest, house of horrors at Duke. Didn't want to go to NC State, didn't want to go to Maryland, didn't want to, you know. Georgia Tech and Clemson were like, oh. You see what the guy's done? You know, I don't know a whole lot about Strode or President Mel or President Riggs, or I know a little bit about Dr. Edwards. I'm sure, you know, the history of Thomas Green Clemson and so on and stuff. But as far as, at least in my lifetime, for the entire university, tell me it's been a more important person what this guy's done in the last 10 years. More important time in the last 10 years around here. What he's done to just the whole community around here. Amazing stuff. Canty can fix it. Canty. CantyCanFixIt.com. Canty wants to come in and look at your crawl spaces. You don't want mold and mildew. Mold and mildew comes from having excess moisture underneath your home. They can come in and encapsulate your crawl space. They come in and dry all that up, and that way you, your family, your kids, everybody breathes cleaner air. Don't have to worry about mold and mildew. The healthier air because of it. They're going to give you a free estimate. Best way to get to them, CantyCanFixIt.com. C-A-N-T-E-Y. CantyCanFixIt.com. We have an open phone line for the next hour. Tony Morrell at 805. Zach or Mickey Potter. Love to have you back.